This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. An Italian court frees Amanda Knox because they say she didn't commit the crime for which she spent years in jail. An American woman gets away from Italy. It's Tuesday, October 4th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Amanda Knox is actually on her way back home.
It's quite a homecoming today.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. We're going to start the hour today talking to a journalist who believes Amanda Knox was originally convicted for her Americanness and gender instead of evidence. But many of you are still talking about the Wall Street protests.
This is Lissette from Miami, and if I were at Occupy Wall Street, I would demand that Congress allow the smooth formation of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau without stripping it of all of its intended powers. Thankfully, the movement is spreading throughout the country, including Miami.
What we're talking about, what you're talking about, give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Here are the top stories this morning. The trial of the accused so-called underwear bomber begins today. Nigerian citizen Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is charged with trying to detonate a bomb on Christmas 2009 as an international jetliner approached Detroit. Abdulmutallab has an attorney assisting him, but he's acting as his own lawyer. He will likely interview prospective jurors today in Detroit's federal court. Prosecutors say they have a confession, they have witnesses, and a video of Abdulmutallab explaining his suicide mission for al-Qaeda. Abdulmutallab reportedly told agents he was directed by U.S.-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed by a U.S. drone strike last week in Yemen. A car bomb exploded in the Somali capital of Mogadishu this morning. Officials say the blast occurred in front of the Ministry of Education. There are reports of up to 70 people dead.
As we said earlier, Amanda Knox is now on a flight to London. She'll catch there a connecting flight to the U.S. It's been a day since an Italian appeals court overturned her murder conviction. The U.S. Senate will bring a vote to the floor that would punish China for manipulating its currency. American economists say the value of the yuan is still as much as 40% below what it should be, and that keeps the prices of Chinese goods artificially low and U.S. products excessively high. Senator Charles Schumer of New York says it's time for Congress to act.
China's currency manipulation would be unacceptable even in good economic times. At times of high unemployment, we can no longer stand for it.
This morning, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said the law could lead to trade war and urged Washington to abandon what it called protectionist policies. President Obama will be in Texas and Missouri today pushing for his jobs plan. The president wants Congress to pass the entire jobs bill, but Republicans say they want to vote only on those proposals on which they agree.
The House is expected to pass a bill today that funds the government for six more weeks. It also replenishes disaster aid coffers, the budget of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Four airports set to try an experiment that could result in speedier trips through security. Passengers who volunteer more information about themselves before a flight would be sent to security lanes for expediting screening. The program begins today in Atlanta, Detroit, Dallas, and Miami.
The Nobel Prize for Physics was announced in the past hour. This year's winners are Americans Saul Perlmutter and Brian Schmidt, along with Australian Adam Riess, for their work on mapping the universe. And my favorite headline...
Mopping up the Yankees. That's
yeah, absolutely.
The
See, there you go. Justin Verlander powered the Detroit Tigers to a 5-4 win over the New York Yankees in Game 3 of the American League playoff last night. That means that tonight... the Tigers could end the Yankees' season for them.
Flashback to 2006, folks.
Yes, I would love that.
Or 1984, actually.
That would make me very happy. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 10,655. The S&P opens at 1,099. The NASDAQ at 2085. Coming up this morning, do you know who actually made the drugs that you take? The answer would have been different a few decades ago. We're going to talk about the business of medicine and whether or not it's helping you or hurting you. Also, the maybe business of higher education. The cost of college is going up significantly. What are students getting in return? We'll speak with the president of George Washington University, where tuition went up more than 300% during his tenure. What's your story or your thoughts about the increased cost? Suzanne writes this on Facebook. Maybe the reason it goes up is because the presidents of colleges are paid outrageous salaries, not to mention the trustees. Give us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, though, the Amanda Knox trial. What was that evidence about?